In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of Philippians together.
奉主圣名，我们继续来学习腓立比书。
And last night we have shared the theme of the book of Philippians is joy.
我们昨天晚上我们学习到腓立比书的主题就是喜乐。
So from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 4, Paul used the word joy or rejoice in the Lord.
所以保罗从第一章到第四章里面用的是在主内的这个喜乐。And
the reason Paul built to encourage the brethren in Philippi to be joyful because he himself also found joy.
保罗在勉励腓立比的信徒要喜乐，他自己本身也是在喜乐当中。Even
though he was in prison, he still built to find joy.
甚至保罗身处灵屋。
Even though he might be soon be martyred, he still can find joy.
甚至他很快要为主殉道，他依然在喜乐当中。
Because of this, he wants to share his joyful experience with all the brethren in the church of Philippi.
这就是为什么他要把自己这个喜乐的经验和腓立比教会的信徒来分享。
And he knows that the source of joy is only come from the Lord.
他知道喜乐的来源是
Because when we pray and give supplication to our Lord Jesus Christ, and then this peace and joy will surpass all our understandings.
那么这个喜乐是超乎我们人所能够想象跟理解的。
Because the peace and joy from our Lord Jesus Christ will guard our hearts and mind through Jesus Christ.
这么借着主耶稣基督，我们的心思意念，那么受到主的这个带领。
But then Paul continued to give us example. What kind of situation that he can find joy from?
那么保罗接着在阐明，在什么样的情况之下，我们才能够得到喜乐呢？
Because we also said last night, happiness is very different from joyfulness.
我们昨天晚上提到说，这个快乐跟喜乐是不一样的。
Because happiness is the activity that's in this world according to its pleasure.
这个快乐是往往是指属世界的。
But joyfulness, the activity in the soul, according to God's will.
那么这个喜乐呢，是比较属灵方面的，是从主而来的。
So Paul knew some example. How can he? What kind of situation he can find joy from?
所以保罗举了一些例子，在什么样的情况之下才会有喜乐呢？
But rather, what make him joyful?
也就是什么使他如此的喜乐？
Listen to the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 8.
我们看腓立比书的第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
腓立比书第一章第八节
For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
第八节，我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证。
We can read this, when we read this verse, you can feel the love of compassion that Paul has for his fellow brethren.
我们在这一节里面可以看到保罗对于他这个众兄弟姐妹们的爱是如此的深。
And he said, God is my witness.
他说，主耶稣基督，神可以给我做见证。
How greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众。
So this is one of the reasons why Paul can be so joyful.
这就是为什么保罗可以感到非常喜乐的原因之一。
The love that he has for his brothers, brethren.
也就是他对弟兄姐妹们很深切的爱。
I remember the year that I went to Africa.
我还记得当我去非洲的时候。
Of course, the trip itself is very difficult.
当然，那样的这个旅途是非常的艰难。
But I can never forget some of the brothers and sisters there.
可是我不能够忘记在那边的弟兄姐妹们。
Until this day, sometimes I kneel down and pray, I can still see their faces.
甚至在我直到今日，甚至我在祷告的时候，我还能够想起他们。
Because some of them I learned much from them.
我从他们那边学习到很多的功课。
Just like one time when I share with you the egg story.
就好像我跟你们分享到的一个见证。
So that one time we went to visit an old sister that she lived very far and deep into the jungle.
我们有一次去探访一个老姐妹，她住在非常偏远的地方。
And it took us about 3 hours to walk to her place.
我们要步行3个钟头才能到她的住处。
And there are times because we heard her 3 sons just have died from AIDS.
我们当时知道他3个的这个儿子都是因为艾滋病死的。
Because her place is so far, so a lot of missionaries cannot go there because it's just very far just to visit one person.
因为他住的地方非常的偏远，所以很多时候工人没有办法到他那里去访问。
But there are times we walk there.
所以在那一次的机会里面我们步行到他的住处。
Of course, when we got there, we were very hungry.
我们到他的住处的地方，我们感到我们已经是饥肠辘辘。
And all she had is one egg.
他只有一粒鸡蛋。
Of course, there were two of us.
但是我们有两个工人。
And this egg, of course, the egg was so small.
这个鸡蛋非常的小。
And she offered to us, and she said, "You know, this egg is for both of you."
她把这个鸡蛋让我们吃，说这个鸡蛋是给你们两人的。
And she asked us, "Do you want me to boil it or fry it?"
她问我们说，你们要我来煮这个鸡蛋呢，还是来炒？还是炒这个鸡蛋
？Because I say, "Sister, if you fry, I think it would be disappear in the pan, right? Because it's so small."
我跟她说，如果你把这个鸡蛋炒了以后，它就更加的小了。
But the whole house is all she had during that time.
在那个时候，这就是她所拥有的一切。
Of course, she knows we have money.
她知道我们有钱。
She knows that we can buy anything in the market we want.
我们可以在市场上买到任何的东西。
But why is she willing to offer us this one egg?
为什么她把这一个仅有的一个鸡蛋要来让我们吃呢
？There's no other reason besides the love that she has for us.
这就是她心内的爱。
But of course, during that time, who gonna eat the egg? Me or Pastor Kerr, right?
我们怎么可能把他那个仅有的鸡蛋吃掉
？But amazingly, why we talk about the egg and then the hen came in and laid another egg?
可是就在我们讲这件事情的时候，那个鸡进来又下了一个蛋。
And then we have two eggs, one for each.
所以我们就两粒鸡蛋的一人一个。
Of all the eggs I have eaten my whole life, this is the most delicious egg, right?
这是我在一生里面吃到最好的。一个鸡蛋。
So until these days, so many times I always think about this old sister.
所以我每一次都想到这位年长的姐妹。
Because the love that showed us really put a great impact in my heart.
她对我这样的爱，在我的心内造成了很深的影响。
How about us here?
我们又如何呢
？Do we truly long for one another?
我们有真正的对彼此间如此的关怀。
Do we have affection for one another, just the affection of Lord Jesus Christ?
我们有对弟兄姐妹们的爱，有如基督对我们的爱一样吗
？Because our whole world actually is evolved around one another. Our whole world should be evolved around one another.
我们的整个的这个我整个的世界受到我们的包围在我们当中。
Of course, the world has their own.No, their own ways of doing things.
世人有他们做事的方法。
But for us, all we have is one another.
但是我们需要彼此的相爱。
So this means we cannot truly long for one another. So every time we come to worship God, our heart cannot be peaceful and joyful.
也许我们就是因为不能够彼此的相爱，那么我们就不能够有真正的平安。
Especially for the workers of God.
尤其是主的工人。
95% of my life, my daily life, is involved with brothers and sisters.
我差不多95%的这个生活都是跟弟兄姐妹们在一起。
This means like if I cannot long for my brothers and sisters, this means my life would be very unhappy.
好，如果我不能够对弟兄姐妹们表现出这种深深的关怀跟爱的话，那我会感到非常的不平安。
Even though I'm home almost 1 week now.
我已经差不多回家有一个星期。
I was in Hawaii for almost 1 month.
我在檀香山差不多有一个月之久。
But almost every time I kneel down and pray, I always think about brother and sister there.
可是我每一次在祷告的时候都会想念在檀香山的弟兄姐妹。
Because in Hawaii, it's so difficult to be strong in faith.
在檀香山的这个信徒他们要得到信仰的这个坚定是如此的不容易。
The culture is very liberal.
因为他们的文化是非常的开放。
So you just walk on the main street and people walk on half naked.
甚至在这个街道上人们有时走路都是半裸的。
Because beaches is all over the place.
因为在檀香山到处都是沙滩。
So because of this, it's so difficult for a brother and sister to be strong in faith.
所以在那样的环境之下，要弟兄姐妹们具有坚强的信心是如此的不容易。
But even that so, it still brings me peace and joy when I think about them.
可是每一次当我想到他们的时候，我的心里也充满了平安跟喜乐。
It's almost like their suffering and their burden is the same thing as a burden for me.
他们的负担也就是我的负担。
Because I know that so many of them, they try so hard to overcome the things of the world.
我知道他们有很多人希望能够来战胜世界上这些物质的引诱。
That's why Paul said, "For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ."
这就是我们刚刚读到的腓立比书1:8里面保罗说的：“神可以给我做见证，我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人。”
So when we think for one another, when we think about one another, we should bring great peace and joy to us.
所以当我们想念当我们关怀每一个人的时候那么神会把平安跟喜乐赐给我们。
And let's turn to chapter 3 verse 7. Chapter 3 verse 7.
我们接着看腓立比书第三章 第七节。
The book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 7.
腓立比书第三章第七节。
But what thing were gained to me, this I counted loss for Christ, verse 8.
第八节。
Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ, verse 9.
第九节
And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from, which is from God by faith. And then verse 10.
第十节
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, verse 11.
十一节
If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So you can see this is another reason that makes Paul so joyful.
这就是另外一个使保罗觉得喜乐的原因。
Even though he had many things in his previous life,
在过去他拥有很多东西。
But he count all loss for our Lord Jesus Christ.
可是他自己说我现在因基督都当作有损。
All he want is to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
他所知道的就是认识主耶稣基督。
And then everything else become rubbish to him.
他以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。其他的对他来讲都是有损的。
Why? Because he hoped that on the end days he may also attain the resurrection from the dead.
因为他希望在末后的日子里面能够复活。
If we think of the things in this world,
我们如果只是思念思考世界上的
东西 for sure it's very difficult to make us very joyful.
我们就没办法得到真正的喜乐。
The economy is no good.
经济不好。
We are losing our job left and right.
我们或者会已经失去工作。
And the whole world is full of sin.
那么这个世界充满了罪恶。
How can we find joy in this world?
我们这世上如何能够得到真正的喜乐呢
？But one thing we can find joy in that the hope that one day we will leave this world.
但是我们最大的盼望是有一天我们或许可以离开这个世界。
Just like Paul inside his heart.
就好像保罗心内所想的。
He said to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
他说为我主而死似乎是有损，可是却是得到。
We live in this world, we live for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在世界上是为主而活。
When we die, we will die to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也为主而死。
So because of this, our heart should always be full of joy.
所以也就是因为如此，我们的心内应该时时充满喜乐。
That's why Paul be able to count everything in his life rubbish beside our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么保罗把丢弃万事。看作粪土。
Of course, there's so many beautiful things in this world.
当然，这世界上有很多很美丽的东西。
But when he compared to Lord Jesus Christ, they are nothing.
但是我们跟主耶稣基督来相比的话，他们就一文不值。
Of course, to be wealthy is wonderful.
当然，成为一个富有的人是挺好的。
To go to a good university is also very wonderful.
我们到很好的大学受教育。固然是好。
But if we compare to Lord Jesus Christ, all these things become nothing.
但是我们如果跟主耶稣基督的恩典来比较的话，这一切都是微不足道。
They are just like garbage.
他们就好像是废物一样。
But that is if we be able to attain the Lord Jesus Christ.
主要是我们要能够信靠主耶稣。
So you can see Paul truly have the devotion for the Lord, and this devotion truly make him very joyful.
所以保罗真正的为主来发奋，为主来努力。
And there's another reason to make him very joyful.
这就是为什么能够使他感到非常
的喜乐。That is to strive to be perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要努力在主内成为完全。
Because in chapter 3 verse 12,
因为在腓立比书的三章十二节这么说。
Chapter 3 verse 12,
腓立比书三章十二节。
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold on that of which Christ Jesus also hath hold of me. Verse 13.
十三节。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14.
十四节。
I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15.
15节
Therefore, let us as many as are mature have in this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Verse 16.
16节
Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind.So we can see in these several verses, this is what makes Paul to become a joyful person.
我们刚刚读到这几节使我们了解到为什么保罗会如此的喜乐。
Even though during that time he served God for many years.
在那个时候他已经侍奉主多年。
And it seemed he already toward the end of his goal.
那么他已经要快要这个完成他的目标了。
But he did not stop there.
但是并没有他也并没有满足于现状。
Because he said to himself, yes, he have not attained it already.
他十二节说这不是说我已经得着
and he said he has not been perfected
或者是已经完全了
that's why he continued to press on
所以他竭力的追求
Because to reach this goal, to be perfect in Lord Jesus Christ, should make us very joyful.
啊，如果啊，我竭力的追求达到完全，就会使心内非常的喜乐。
Why? Because it allows us to forget what is behind us.
啊，因为这一切使我们能够忘记过去。
If yesterday we have done good in the eyes of Jesus.
啊，我们如果昨天在神的眼光里面啊，作为是善的事。
Forget about yesterday.
那么。我们今天忘记过去。
We must continue press on today.
我们今天必须要继续努力。
If yesterday we have sinned against God,
如果我们昨天得罪了神。
Today we must repent and continue to press forward.
我们今天要悔改，要继续向前走。
So when the day we reach that goal,
一直到我们达到那个目的。
When we see that the crown of righteousness waiting for us,The crown of righteousness waiting.
那我们就可以啊，等着那个公义的冠冕。
That's when our joy will be fulfilled.
啊，那么我们的喜乐就得以完全了。
So that's why Paul is truly a man full of joy.
啊，所以保罗是一个真正有喜乐的人。
And also this couple more things.
还有其他的。
One other thing is that the hope that the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，那就是啊，对主耶稣基督再临的盼望。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
我们看第四章第一节
Philippians chapter 4 verse 1
腓立比书的第四章第一节
Therefore my beloved and long for brethren my joy and crown so stand fast in the Lord beloved
我说亲爱的所想念的弟兄们你们就是我的喜乐我的冠冕我亲爱的弟兄你们应当靠主站立的稳
So he knows that actually the one that he loved the most is his fellow brethren
当然他所爱的是他的弟兄姐妹
Because they are his joy and his crown
他们就是他的喜乐
But at the same time he asked them to stand fast
他的冠冕但是他也要他们能够站立得稳
Because on the end day the Lord Jesus Christ will come again
因为在末日的时候主耶稣基督会再临
And then in verse 21 say who will transform chapter 3 verse 21
在第三章二十一节这么说
Who will transform our lowly body in that it may conform to his glorious body
将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状和他自己荣耀的身体相似
And just the thought of this should make us very joyful.
啊，当然我们思考这个情节就足以让我们喜乐。
We know a human being, we are very weak.
啊，我们是非常软弱的。
Because our body is corruptible.
啊，我们的身体是会朽坏的。
But when the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ,
但是等到主耶稣基督再临的时候
，those who have died in Him,
啊，那些在主内离世的人
，we will gain.
啊，就会得到。
And we will gain a new and glorious body.
就会得到一个荣耀的身体。
And that is glory body is according to the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这个荣耀身体就如基督一样。
So that's why our body then we cannot be corrupt.
那变成一个荣耀身体以后就不会再朽坏。
And just thinking about this, it just makes you feel so joyful.
当我们来思念思考这些事情的时候就让我们会感到喜乐。
Can we imagine we can be with our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever?
让我们再想象一下我们跟主耶稣基督永远同在的情
形。If we cannot find joy in this, how can we find joy in anything else that is corruptible in this world?
我们如果不能在这个世界上得到喜乐我们又如何能从这个会朽坏的世界上得到喜乐呢?
At the same time, if we want to have this kind of joy,
所以我们如果要得到这样的喜乐
We truly need to have faith.
我们必须要有信心
We can see last night that Preacher Liang shared with us the faith in the book of Hebrew chapter 11.
我们昨天听见梁晨道跟我们分享在希伯来书里面所讲的这个盼望
Because faith will give us the strength to overcome the things of this world.
因为信心能够使我们能够战胜世上的引诱
And then give us the strength to live a life according to God's will.
使我们能够过着遵从基督的生活的人
But if you have no faith, then of course, how can we be joyful?
如果我们没有信心的话我们又如何能有喜乐呢
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter.
我们看一下彼得前书
1 Peter chapter 1
彼得前书第一章
Chapter 1 verse 3
第三节
Verse 3
第三节
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead Verse 4
第四节
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away reserved in heaven for you Verse 5
第五节
Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time Verse 6
第六节
And this you greatly rejoice though now for a little while if need be you have been grieved by various trial You can see the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is a living hope
那么我们可以看到这边所讲的盼望是一个活泼的盼望。
So because of this living hope, we should always be full of joy.
因为这个活泼的盼望，我们应当有喜乐。
Why is it a living hope?
为什么这边讲的是个活泼的盼望呢
？Because our Lord Jesus Christ have died and resurrected for us.
因为主耶稣基督为我们死，而且已经复活了。
And on the end days, we also be resurrected.
因为在末后的日子里面，我们也要复活。
And this inherent and corruptible living hope is incorruptible.
那么这个活泼的盼望是不会朽坏、不能玷污、不会衰残的。
And it's undefiled.
是不能衰残的、不能玷污。
And it's not fade away.
是不会朽坏的。
Why? Because it's reserved in the heavenly kingdom for us.
因为这是存留为我们存留在天上的基业。
And it's kept by the power of God.
是靠着神的能力所保守的。
But at the same time, it's through our faith of the salvation that we have.
就借着我们的信心所成就的这个救恩。
So that's why we want our life to be full of joy.
所以我们的生命里面要充满了喜乐。
We must understand that our hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is truly a living hope.
我们当了解我们在主内的这个盼望是一个活泼的盼望。
And this hope can never disappear.
那么这个盼望是永远不会失去的。
Because it's reserved in the heavenly kingdom for us.
因为是留在天上的基业。
Because it's incorruptible.
这是不会朽坏的。
It's undefiled.
是不会玷污的。
It does not fade away.
是不会
But we need to have faith to retain all these things.
但是我们要这个信心来保守这样的盼望。
So that's why we can live a life full of joy and peace.
所以也就是因为如此，我们能够过着一个喜乐的生活。
Yes, the world will give us trouble.
那么活在世界上，我们有很多的挣扎。
But in Christ, we share peace upon peace.
但是在主里面我们会有我们会平安加上平安。
And let's go back to Philippians.
我们再看回腓立比书。
Of course, we know the author is Paul himself.
我们知道腓立比书的作者是保罗本人。
If we read chapter 1, verse 1 or verse 2,
我们如果读腓立比书的第一章第一节第二节
This is a salutation of, to the Philippians by, from Paul and also his co-worker Timothy.
这是保罗和提摩太对腓立比信徒的问候。
So in verse 1 say, Paul and Timothy, born servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishop and deacons, verse 2.
第二节
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can see in these two verses, we can learn so much from the writing of Paul.
我们从这两节里面可以看到保罗的所写的书信。
And we know that the time Paul was accompanied by Timothy in his second journey.
我们在知道保罗在第二次的这个旅途里面是有提摩太作伴。
And we know Timothy, he's a young man.
提摩太是个年轻人。
And Timothy is the one that dedicated himself to serve Paul to be by the side of Paul and also to serve God.
提摩太那么作为保罗的同工一起来侍奉。
And also Paul considered him to be his beloved son.
那么保罗也把他当成是一个亲爱的儿子。
Of course, and then later on, you know, Paul wrote two epistles to first and second Timothy.
后来我们也知道保罗写了两封书信，就是提摩太前书跟提摩太后书。
But what interesting in chapter 1 verse 1 say Paul and Timothy born servant of Jesus Christ.
我们如果再看回腓立比书一章第一节，这边说基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太。
Even though Paul is a very gifted worker.
保罗是一个非常有恩赐的工人。
And God used him mighty to do and accomplish many things.
那么主用他作为器皿完成了很多的工作。
But when he writes this epistle, he says a born servant of Jesus Christ.
可是在书信里面他却说是基督耶稣的仆人。
And then the next sentence said to all the saints in Christ Jesus.
那么接着在第二部分说在基督耶稣里的众圣徒。
By saying this, he humbled himself and exalted the brethren in the church of Philippi.
那么他在信里面谦称自己是仆人，那么来提升众圣徒。
Because he considered himself to be a born servant.
那么他自己认为他当成是基督的仆人。
Then he called his fellow brethren to be saints in Christ Jesus.
那么他称呼主内的弟兄姐妹们为众圣徒。
So this is also a very important concept for us to learn.
这是一个非常重要的理念，我们应当要理解。
And we can truly learn from especially our senior ministers.
尤其是作为比较资深的这个传道人，这是我们应该学习的榜样。
Even though some have been serving God for many, many years.
或许我们当中已经有很多有人侍奉主很久了。
But they always act like a born servant to every single brethren.
可是我们却应当要保持一个作为仆人的精神跟态度来侍奉。
I remember one time in Irvine Church.
我记得有一次在尔湾教会。
We had the minister workshop.
我们有圣职人员的同工会。
Of course, in a time we have, you know, elders and deacons and pastors come all over the nation.
那么全国的各地的这个长职传道聚集在一起。
And Irvine Church is not too many places to sleep.
那么在尔湾教会睡觉的地方不是很多。
So I remember that some of the elders they have to sleep in a trailer. like in a parking lot.
那么有些那个长执教要住在所租的那个车子里面。
If you go to different churches, you can never hear such thing.
去别的教会，我们没有看到这种情形。
And elders sleeping on the floor in a trailer, that's hard to believe.
我们看到长执是睡在地上。
But in our church, it happened every single day.
在我们教会里面，这是司空见惯的事。
Everywhere we go, we can see that elders, they really are so humble.
我们到各处去，可以看到这些长老是非常的谦卑。
So the time had to sleep in the trailer on the floor.
我们那时候要睡在这个地上。
Of course, the trailer they use for, you know, for classes on a Sabbath day.
因为尔湾教会他们租一些这些的像旅行车一样的当成课时来用。
So one morning when his elder got up and he was, you know, his boy was full of bites, ants bites.
那么他早上起来的时候，那么有很多被虫子所咬的这些疤痕。
And during time he did not complain.
可是他们并没有埋怨。
The reason is so many ants in that area because some of the kid must eat some lollipop and they left it on the ground, so all the ants are around the lollipop.
因为那时候可能孩子们在课室里面吃糖果，这个糖果掉在地上，所以就有的蚂蚁就来叮人。
But when I look at this, when I look at this elder, he did not complain, he did not say anything. I really feel like, wow, this person is really a great servant of God.
我们看到那个做长老的没有任何埋怨的话。 的确确，这是基督的仆人。Because
he was not young.
那么这个长老当然不是年轻人。And
then sleep on the floor.
那他又睡在这个硬的地板上。
Not only that, the ants were biting him.
还有要受到蚂蚁的咬。And
he'd been serving God for many, many years.
可是他已经侍奉主很多年了。So
just like Paul.
就好像保罗一样。He
considered himself to be a born servant of Jesus Christ.
他这边说是耶稣基督的仆人。
And we also can learn from this too.
我们也可以从这里面学习到另外一个功课。
Who is Paul born serving to? To the congregation or to Jesus himself?
对主耶稣基督来讲呢，还是对众信徒来说呢？
Sometimes, you know, we always treat God's holy workers sometimes not too good.
有时候我们对神的工人的这个态度，对他们的待遇不是太好。
Especially sometimes, you know, when you're not council members and then everybody is very friendly with you.
When you are
not council members,
everybody
is very friendly with you.
当你不是当负责人的时候，别人都对你非常的友善。
But the minute you become a council member, it seems like, you're the one who have to serve me to do things that are what I want.
那么你当成为负责人以后，人家就对你的态度就改变了，说你现在是负责人了，你是要来服侍我的。
And the same thing, sometimes we treat a minister just like a chauffeur or something. Hey, you go do this, you go do that.
我们有时候把这个圣职人员就当成像仆役一样的来使唤。
Of course, it never happened to me, that's why I can speak.
但是这也是因为这个事情从来没有发生在我的身上，所以我可以讲。
Because sometimes during the minister workshop, when I hear all the things happen, really my heart feels so painful.
我们有时候在这圣职人员讲习会里面，有听到其他的这些同工所分享的说，他们把别人把他们当成像这个佣人一样的来使唤。
Yes, we are your servant.
没有错，我们是你的仆人。
But most of all, we must answer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们是侍奉主的。
So don't make us to be your slave.
不要把我们当成是奴仆一样。
But rather, we are your fellow brethren.
把我们当成是弟兄姐妹。
Right, and this is not fair?
这样是不是很公平吗？
I think it's pretty fair. We are fellow brethren.
我们在彼此之间都是弟兄姐妹。
So it doesn't mean if our fellow brethren, they are council members, they are pastor, deacons, we always must treat one another the same.
不管是他是负责人也好，是长职也好，传道也好，我们彼此之间应该用平等的态度，一样的态度来对待。
We have this misunderstanding because the minister gets salary, so we must treat him just like employee.
有时候我们会误解说，因为这个传道人领取生活费，就把他当成像一个雇工一样来看待。
We are born servant of Jesus Christ.
我们是主耶稣基督的仆人。
Just like all of you are born servant of Jesus.
就好像我们每个人都是耶稣基督所生的仆人。
So because of this, we are in the same boat. We must encourage one another.
我们正因为如此，就应该要互相的勉励。We
treat one another with love and compassion.
我们要彼此用爱来对待。
We are fellow servant of Jesus.
因为我们都是主耶稣基督的仆人。And
nothing said to all the saints in Christ Jesus.
在第一章第一节里面，保罗是提到众圣徒。 在耶稣基督的众圣徒
Of course, this saint is in Christ Jesus.
那么当然，这些圣徒是属基督的，是主内的。
So by saying this, we know that Paul and Timothy they just humble themselves before the congregation.
那么保罗跟提摩太如此这样的用如此的说法是谦称自己为仆人。
So because of this, he be able to use himself as an example to live a life of humility.
也只有他们如此行才。 表现出他们过着一个谦卑的生活。
Just like in chapter book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
就好像在腓立比书二章三节里面这么说。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceited, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自个儿强。
The reason that Paul be able to say this to the church of Philippi because he himself also considered himself to be lower than anybody else.
保罗啊，能够如此对腓立比的信徒啊来讲，那么因为他自己就是存心谦卑。
Even though he has the right to exalt himself.
啊，他可以啊来抬高自己。
Because during that time he was very educated.
因为保罗具有良好的教育。
And God used him mightily.
啊，主也非常充分的利用他。
But he addressed them as the saint in Christ, and he himself is the born servant.
啊，可是他啊，称别人为众圣徒，可自己却非常谦卑的称为仆人。
So that's why in verse 3 he said, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit."
所以在第三节说，凡事不可结党。不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in lowliness, serve one another and esteem other people as better than we are.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自个儿强。
So this means as we serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是告诉我们说，当作为一个侍奉的人
，we never want to make other people to feel less than we are.
啊，我们不要觉得啊别人不如我们。
It doesn't matter who they are.
不管他是谁。
We always esteem them better than we are.
我们要用这样的态度看别人比自己强。
It doesn't matter if we're a council member, we're the chair in the church, whatever we are, our ministers, our deacons, whatever.
不管是我们教会的负责人、主席、长职、传道。
So that's why, then if we continue,
让我们继续看下去。
Though, of course, this letter, the recipient, although the saint is in Christ Jesus in the church of Philippi.
那么这封书信的这个收信人是在腓立比教会的众圣徒。
You know that we know that the church in Philippi started during the time when the Macedonian call.
我们知道这个这个腓立比教会是在这个马其顿的呼召之下所建立的。
And during the time, of course, Paul he started a conversation with the lady named Lydia.
那个时候保罗有这机会跟着吕底亚在交谈。
And the time Paul also talked when he was in jail, talked to the Philippian jailer and his family.
那么他也在腓立比的监狱里面跟狱卒来谈。
And we know that the church in Philippian church they're very supportive.
我们知道腓立比教会非常的这个他们有很多的这个资源。
So this is the characteristic of a church.
这
characteristic of the church in Philippi.
这就是腓立比教会的这个特征。
If we go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
我们如果看腓立比书的第四章十五节、十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
腓立比书的第四章十五节。
Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I depart from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Verse 16.
十六节。
For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. So we can see in these two verses that the Philippian church, they truly helped to support the ministry of Paul during that time.
所以我们看到腓立比教会他们对保罗的这个传福音的工作上给予了这个给他很多的这个供给。
And Paul did not forget this.
保罗并没有忘记这些。
Because say, from the beginning of the gospel, when I depart from Macedonia, no church share with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only.
他在十五节说，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
And we know that Paul, as he traveled from place to place, he need to work with his own hand to have enough money to aid himself to travel.
我们也知道保罗从这个地方到另外一个地方去传福音的时候，有时候他自己需要来工作来挣钱，才能够才有所供给。
But during the time the church in Philippi truly helped him out.
可是，在那个时候，腓立比教会却供给保罗。
Even when he was in Thessalonica, they aided him.Again and again.
甚至保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的时候腓立比教会也一次两次地打发人供给他的需用。
So that's why when he wrote the epistle to them, he felt very joyful.
所以当他写这封信的时候，保罗的心内充满了喜乐。
Because he remembered how much they have supported him from the beginning.
他们始终记得腓立比教会在开始的时候对他如此的供给。
So every church should be like this.
每间教会也应当如此。
Of course, sometimes we want to make things difficult. trouble while we preaching the gospel.
有时候我们传福音的时候情形非常的困难。
But it should not be like this.
但是不应该如此。
Preaching the gospel should be very easy.
传福音应该是非常容易的事情。
If we pray enough, read enough, for sure that God will open a way for us.
如果我们在这个读经祷告上面充足的话，神一定会为我们开路。
Of course, praise and thank God.
当然，非常的感谢神。
As I travel to many different churches,
当我到不同的教会去工作的时候
，and there's many brothers and sisters who are very loving, very caring for God, God's worker.
每个很多弟兄姐妹们对神的工人都非常的关爱。
Of course, we never feel we in lack of anything.
我们从来没有感到缺少些什么。
Not only we have emotional support from our brothers and sisters, also physically, brothers and sisters always support us too.
我们也从弟兄姐妹们得到很多物质上的供给。
I realize every time I come to church,
我每次来到教会
my family always brings something back home.
我的家庭都会带一些东西回去。
But even though yes, these are very wonderful things that you want to offer to us.
当然这些你们所给我们这些东西。
But actually, God already provided for us.
但是主已经为我们预备。
So that's why now today we just found another bag of a goodie, right, for us to bring home. It's very wonderful.
今天我们也得到一个小小的东西可以带回家去。
And this is truly the love from a brother and sister.
这是从弟兄姐妹们所得到的爱。
And the little one, he always go along with some kind of candy or something eating, right? Because people remember always giving him to eat.
所以我们看到那个我家里那个年小的这个侄儿外甥，每次都有人给他像糖果一类的东西。
But we must look at his teeth. His teeth are all fallen off because too much candy.
但是我们也不要忘了，他因为吃太多的这种糖果，所以有蛀牙。
So no more candy, but rather carrots or celery or something like that is more healthy for him.
Oh, come on. 所以他不应该吃糖了，或者是吃那个萝卜、芹菜之类的，对他的身体是有益处。
Because what happened if you gave a bag of candies for us? Of course, we cannot throw it away because it's from brothers and sisters, right?
弟兄姐妹们给我们甚至这些糖果，我们不能把它丢掉。
If we take it away from him, he will cry.
你如果把这些东西从孩子们拿走的话，他就会哭泣。
So what must we do? He must continue to eat candies, right?
也就因为如此，所以他只有不断的吃糖果。
Then it costs us more money. We need to bring him to the dentist.
但是我们就要花钱带他去看牙医。
So what I'm trying to say, actually, brother and sister are very loving, very kind.
我自己为什么要这样讲，是因为弟兄姐妹们对我们的爱实在是太
多了。And they really never forget about God's work.
我们因为他们始终没有忘记神的工人。
That's why for us, we can never forget that brother and sister who always supported us.
所以我们从来我们始终不会忘记弟兄姐妹们对我们的供给。
Just like Paul during that time.
就好像保罗在那个时代一样。
From the beginning of his ministry, he remembered the church in Philippi.
从他开始做圣工，他就记得腓立比教会对他的供给。
Even he was in Thessalonica, he still remembered that they're the one that aided him for his necessity.
甚至他在帖撒罗尼迦的时候，腓立比教会也一次两次的派人来供给他的需要。
Why? Because if his necessity is being met, and then it's easy for him to preach the gospel.
因为他在因为他有充足的足够的供给，使他在传福音的工作上没有阻碍。
And they know that also they provide things also for their fellow brethren.
他们也供给给他们也给其他的弟兄姐妹们。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们看一下哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to verse 5.
哥林多后书第八章第一节到第五节。
Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the church of Macedonia. Verse 2.
第二节。
That in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abound in the riches of their liberality. Verse 3.
第三节。
For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing. Verse 4.
第四节
implore on us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of ministering to the saint. Verse 5.
第五节
not only as we had hope, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we can see in these five verses, the church of Macedonia, the one that freely giving to their fellow brethren.
我们可以看到这五节里面马其顿的教会他们这个乐意的这种捐献。
Because even though some of the brethren, they go through a great trial and affliction.
那么因为有弟兄姐妹们，他们生活在真正在苦难当中。
But nevertheless, their joy and their deep poverty abound in the riches of their liberty. This means there's the gift of giving make them become joyful.
啊，那么他们这些弟兄姐妹们的这些啊的奉献来支援，使他们感到非常的喜乐。
And what they did is they did freely, willing freely, and also according to their ability.
他们很乐意的，甘心乐意的，照着自己的，甚至按照自己的力量，甚至超过自己的力量来捐献捐助。
And even sometime beyond their ability.
啊，甚至超过了他们自己的能力。
So as a church, we also need to have this kind of characteristic.
那么教会也应该具有这样的特征。
Not only support the workers of God.
不但来支援这个工人。
So also to support our fellow brethren.
啊，也应该要来帮补弟兄姐妹。
When we come to church, we know that many of our fellow brethren there in needs, physically and also spiritually.
我们知道在教会里面有不少弟兄姐妹们，他们在物质上，甚至在属灵方面都需要来帮助。
So we must take time to comfort them.
所以我们啊需要来安慰他们。
We must take time to hear their sorrow and their burden.
我们需要花时间来听他们所倾诉啊自己的不幸遭遇。
Because this is what brethren are for.
这就是弟兄姐妹们爱的表现。
So when we come to church, not only we just listen to the word of God, but to share each other's burden.
我们在教会里面不是单单在听道理，我们要来彼此来分担别人的重担。
Just like they also cared for Paul when he was in distress.
就正如他们甚至在困难当中，他们还是没有忘记这个保罗。
Let's go to Book of Philippians chapter 4.
我们再看回腓立比书
chapter 4 verse 10.
第四章第十节
verse 10.
第十节
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Verse 14.
十四节
Nevertheless, you have done well that you share in my distress. So we've seen these two verses, Paul realized that the Philippians' heart is one accord with him.
因为今天保罗提到说他们本地的信徒跟他在一起。
Because he said, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again.
这边说我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。
So in other words, the church in Philippi, the every opportunity they have, they want to show care to Paul, and even though in his distress.
那么腓立比教会他们在任何的情况之下，他们都对保罗表现出这样的关怀。
So this truly characteristic we must have in a church.
这是一个教会里面所应该具有的特征。
That we need to support the workers.
我们要如果要来支援来帮补这个工人的话。
Because we want them to focus on the holy work of God.
我们希望他们能够集中精神在传福音的工作上。
That's why in the book of, in the book of Acts,
这就是为什么在使徒行传里面。
When they were had the dispute against the Hellenists and also the Jews, they need someone to serve.Because some of their widow was being neglected from daily distribution.
因为他们一些这个寡妇在每天的这个的这个得到份的这事情上面有一些问题。
But during a time, some of the fellow brethren stepped up to take care of their job.
所以在当时就有一些弟兄们出来来分担这些工作。
Because of this, it gave the freedom to the ministers to serve God without any distraction.
那么因为这些供给的事情上有问题，所以有信徒出来来分担这个工作，才能够让使徒有多时间去做祈祷跟传福音的工作。
So that's why we must support our fellow workers.
这就是为什么我们要来支援我们的圣工人员。
Because someday we also will be that workers. We also will need support from others.
或许有一天我们也成为圣工人、圣职人员、圣工人员的时候，我们也需要别人对我们的支援。
And also support our fellow brethren.
我们同时也要来帮补弟兄姐妹们
，especially those who are in distress，
有些那些在苦难中的人。
Let's go back to Philippians chapter 1。
我们再看回腓立比书第一章
，Philippians chapter 1 verse 2。
第二节
，verse 2。
第二节
，Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ。
第二节，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父。并主耶稣基督归于你们。
So we know that the word grace actually they is very common among those who write letters or epistle in the language of Greek.
我们在这个书信里面经常看到用恩惠作为问安的话。
So that's why Paul say grace to you.
所以保罗说用平愿平安归于你们。
And not only grace, but it's also peace.From our God and Father, Lord Jesus Christ.
不但是恩惠，而且平安从神我们的父。
And peace is also very common when you write the letter in Greek. I mean, in Hebrews, shalom, right? They always say that.
在这个希伯来在希伯来话里面，尤其是这个shalom 是一句问安的话。
So in other words, Paul he really carefully when he written this letter, really to uplift. his fellow brethren.
他在心里面, 再一次的用恩惠平安这样的话,
yeah, they Greeks or Jews, he want to be able to attend to their needs.
那么作为一个,
even their Greek or Jews, he want to write a letter that will can attend to their needs.
所以他不论是用希腊文, 都要表现出他对他们需要的关怀。
Let's write.